And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Drs. Roizen and Lonzer is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
And Arthur, you have a great story that's pertinent to all of us old guys. That is of a pill that can take my gray hair and over a period of months turn them black. When I told Joe Galuski about it, he tried to offer me some spray-on stuff.
That's right. I find that Rust-Oleum works pretty well.
Well, it was something like Rust-Oleum you were talking about. It started with an R and was used in an infomercial, he said.
Yeah, those are the things that have fibers that attach to the hair. Well, Mike, for probably hundreds of years, people have tried to find something that would turn white hair brown again. You know, it really is sort of the fountain of youth. Scientists don't quite understand, interestingly, just why black hair, brown hair does turn first kind of speckled and then eventually completely white. There's a lot of different theories. And one that has been proposed in the last few years, and there's a couple papers that I sent you that say that a local environment of hydrogen peroxide around the hair follicle might be responsible, through a very complicated pathway we won't get into, but it might be responsible for brown hair turning gray and then white. So, that got a bunch of people thinking, well, hydrogen peroxide, we have things that can get rid of that, right? And there are enzymes, and the enzyme that we know about is called catalase, and that breaks down hydrogen peroxide. So, sometimes, Mike, when we look at cures or these kind of over-the-counter things that are supposed to make you either look better, it's almost like a game of telephone where someone reads something and says, if we need catalase, we need more catalase, let's just eat some. And so this one company, and I'm not going to say their name, has this pill that you can buy, and it's got a whole bunch of things in it. But the thing that is supposed to work, the thing that is supposed to turn your gray hair or your white hair brown again, is catalase. And they throw in some amino acids and some vitamins and things like that in it. And they're advertising very heavily now on the radio and on the internet. And I heard it, and I said, this is absolutely ridiculous. It can't possibly work. And I looked a little bit into it. And, of course, there's no publications, none whatsoever, that say that we can in any way manipulate the hair to turn white hair gray. But that doesn't stop these companies from advertising, Mike. But it's not even that it's some cream or lotion
Wait a second. Doesn't the FDA have any role? I mean, in other words, this is a fraudulent claim. They're actually making a claim.
They are making a claim. There is no question about their making a claim. If you go on their website, they dance around it a bit. But they're making claims that they can turn white hair back to brown. And sure, the FDA will get involved.
Do they say to use what are those things? Do they say to use a hair dye as well on the website?
No.
Or how do they get around this?
I don't know. It's a Canadian company. So maybe they're just making it in Canada and selling it in the United States and trying to sell as much as they can until the FDA shuts it down somehow through I guess country commerce channels. I'm not sure, Mike, but this is one where, you look at this and I roll my eyes, and it's hard to believe that anyone would fall for this one, but they must be, because this is a multi-$100,000 advertising program that's going on right now for the company that I will not say the name of. And it's absolutely crazy. I looked into methods of darkening hair since we got onto this subject. And there really is nothing. There really is nothing. There's a few sporadic reports in the literature of diseases.
There's got to be something for methods for darkening hair, like hair dye.
Yeah, hair dye. That's about it, Mike. Hair dye, hair dye. You know, there's a few diseases, and these are so rare, but here's one for you. It's called sporadic porphyria cutanea tarda. Have you heard of that
yeah.
one?
Sure.
Yeah, that. Well, that's an unusual disease.
I've seen a couple articles on
that. Yep, yep. And rarely with that disease, gray hair or white hair turns brown again because these porphyrins, these are pigmented chemicals, get deposited into the hair follicle. So it's not really the melanin which is responsible for dark hair, but it's a different chemical that gets into the skin and into the hair follicles. So that, but you don't want porphyria, that's for sure. Even if it'll make your hair turn brown again. You know, there's really not much else. There's a couple other very, very rare disease states. But, Mike, the bottom line here is don't waste your money. Don't buy this stuff. There's no way. You know, when we talk about nutritional supplements, when someone eats catalase, you know what catalase is. That is an enzyme, and that means an enzyme is a protein. And when you eat a supplement that is a protein supplement, your body just breaks it down.
Right.
That's right. Well, and in fact, this company says, well, this is not going to be broken down in your stomach. And they have a little video on their website why it isn't. But that doesn't mean it's not going to be broken down in your intestine. So, but you do. And the only way you can absorb a protein is to break it down into its constituent amino acids. The little building blocks of that protein. And then,
so this isn't just rubbing it on your hair.
Right. This is taking a pill. And it's eating catalase.
Do we know that hydrogen peroxide plays a role in this?
Well, there are about two papers that are suggestive of that.
A total of two papers. Probably Procter & Gamble has been working on this for decades, probably. I mean, this would be a huge market, right? Between men and women, keeping your hair native color would be huge.
Enormous. But remember that if something like this were to work, whether it would be a food supplement or a cream or a shampoo, of course it would be a drug because it would affect the not just the surface of the skin and like hair dye, just dye the hair follicles, it would actually change your body, change the physiology, and that defines a drug. So you're not going to be able to eat something and have your hair turn brown.
By the way, Emily asked a question. I got to tell you, on our email line, udocs@gmail.com, Emily asked a question. What do you think of laser facelifts?
Laser facelifts. I'm not sure what she's talking about. I certainly do lasers for fine wrinkles of the face. That's what lasers will treat. Lasers will not lift the tissue appreciably, but they'll get rid of fine wrinkles. They get rid of brown and red pigmentation in the face. So lasers are useful, although falling out of favor because the recovery with a laser procedure is weeks, and then your face is red for months afterwards. So we're moving to other energy-based systems like that sound system I've talked about in the past, Ulthera, because that delivers energy without destroying the skin. So,
when we come back, I'm going to ask you if you have an anesthesiologist who works with you when you're doing big cosmetic procedures and why you do, Arthur, when the data says maybe you can do it on your own without having someone, one of your patients, spend their money on an anesthesiologist. So when we do that, we'll also have the Real Age Tip of the Week. This one is what peppermint oil has been proven to resolve. So those are the two things we'll get to cover in the remaining little time. We thank you for your questions. Keep sending them to UDOCS, UDOCS@gmail.com. Okay, Arthur, we'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Stay tuned.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.